Risk factors both for ischemic and hemorrhagic stroke are divided on non-modifiable and modifiable. Here you can see that non-modifiable risk factors for ischemic stroke are age, sex, and race and ethnicity, and modifiable are hypertension, current smoking, waist to hip ratio, physical inactivity, hyperlipoproteinemia, diabetes mellitus, alcohol consumption, cardiac disease, ApoB2 A1 protein, and I will tell something about the genetics later. And if we go to the hemorrhagic stroke, also non-modifiable are the same, but modifiable we have hypertension, current smoking, waist to hip ratio, alcohol consumption, and diet, quite similar to the ischemic stroke, but not the same. And also genetics. Genetics is placed here in an overlapping location between modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors because they are increasingly recognized as a potentially modifiable risk factors nowadays, either directly or through modification of gene environment interactions. So genetics were once placed in non-modifiable risk factors, as we couldn't affect them in the past, but now these days with advanced technology we can modify them and even treat them.